Now, the East German car, the Trabant, was the butt of many jokes during the communist era, but today the lightweight vehicles are viewed by many with affection. Around the region you will find Trabi enthusiasts, and the Czech Republic is no exception. One group of Czech travelers are currently preparing to travel by Trabant all the way from Prague to Cape Town in South Africa. Their journey will take them through 11 countries and across some 20,000 kilometers. Dan Přibáň is one of 5 drivers taking part.
We start in Prague next week and we will finish in Cape Town, I hope. So we have to cross whole Africa from Tunisia and Libya, Egypt, Sudan, Ethiopia, Kenya, Tanzania, Zambia, Namibia, Botswana, and at Cape Town. So it's 11 countries and 10 visas.
So you will be covering some 20,000 kilometers. How long do you expect the journey will take?
I need half of a year, but we have to make it in 2 months because nobody of us has a lot of time to make a journey in the time what we need. So it will be a little Trabant, really.
You will be driving Trabants, which is a car that was made formerly in East Germany and was not very popular. Why did you pick Trabant of all cars?
No, it was very popular. It was very simple, and it wasn't vulgar in Skoda. It's simple, small car from 50s. In 50s, it was a great car, but in 90s, when they finished the production, it was really horrible car. But we would like to make an honor to Czech travelers from 30s. They have simple cars with small engines, and Trabant, it is same car. We could take a veteran car, but it's really expensive, and it's like a pity to take a car like this. So we took a Trabant. We can buy it for 1,000 or 5,000 crowns and repair it for 50,000 crowns. But Trabant is simply the same car like the cars from 30s, like Franciszek Voigt and Baum.
Are you going to make any special alterations to the car?
Yes, we repair it. The car must stay the same. If you want to make an honor to people with the simple cars, we have to keep a car simple.
What will you do if any of the cars breaks down along the way? I suppose it will be difficult to get spare parts, for example.
I don't know. I absolutely don't know. 2 months ago, we make with one Trabant journey to Samarkand and back. We did it. So I believe we did it again.
You will be retracing a journey, as you said, by 2 Czech travelers who drove across Africa in 1931. Why did you choose to travel in their steps? And also, will your itinerary be the same as theirs?
We choose them because they were first in Czech. Voigt and Baum was the first Czech that drive a car from Prague to Cape Town. It was first huge Czech car expedition to Africa, and it was huge Czech expedition at all. So we choose them. We copy their road, expect the Central Republic of Congo, because it's really unstable today. So we try to make the same route that the guys, but have to make some changes.
Was it difficult to get all the visas and to get all the paperwork done?
Yes. Now we still don't have visas to Sudan. I hope we get it next week. But it's really, really expensive and it's really, really difficult. Especially Libya, when you have to pay a guide, when you have to pay a policeman, when you have to pay special permission from cars, special permission from people, and we pay a lot for 3 days to cross Libya, but we must.
What will you do when you come back? Are you planning to make some kind of documentary film or, publish a book or something about a trip?
Yes, we make a documentary from Asia and then will be in sales, I think, in November. And we prepare to do it again. We do a documentary for Objektiv in Czech television. I'm thinking about books, but because my work is about typing, and I really don't like to type any words. So I don't like to make a book. But we have a lot of nice photos from Asia. We will have a lot of nice photos from Africa. So I would like to make some book.
I was talking there to Dan Přibáň, a member of the Trans